black them.
Uh-huh.
And then there's what they call a stripe, and a short stripe, and a long stripe.
And you just call them all different. They're all just different polecats.
Yeah, so. Polecats, yes.
And now, our little animals that come down out of the hills, especially, and bother chickens.
Weasels,
mm-hmm.
Minks.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever have a name for all of them combined? So we have to watch out for the...
Chicken killers?
Yeah. You ever call them varmints?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, they've been called that too.
Call what's that?
Varmints.
Now, these little things that run up the trees, and have bushy tails?
Boomers.
All right.
Squirrels.
Yeah.
Ground squirrels.
All right. Now, how does a boomer differ from a squirrel?
About half as large.
What color is a boomer?
He's red.
Now, they, and what do you call them? Do you just call the big ones squirrels, or do you?
Yeah, just call them squirrels.
Do you ever, and what color are they?
A gray.
All right. And the ground squirrel is a...
He's a little brown striped outfit.
Uh-huh. Okay. And do they do any fishing in the valley?
Well, some down in the lower part of the valley, yeah.
What kind of fish do they catch?
Well, they've got the trout in here now, mm-hmm. but we used to have what we call the rainbow trout
mm-hmm.
and the speckled trout.
Mm-hmm.
But these they bring in now don't even taste, when you cook them, they don't even taste like the old kind of fish.
Is that right?
No.
Did they ever catch any fish in the branches? And
yeah, that's what's called speckled trout.
Creeks that have kind of like little horns?
Horny heads.
Mm-hmm.
There's a few of them, not too many.
Did they ever have any hog molly? In the valley.
Yeah, back up in the lake part of the valley up here, in the swamp part.
Now, what are they like?
Well, we call them suckers, hog mollies. They're what you...
A hog molly and a sucker is the same thing?
Actually, I always took them about the same thing.
All right, and these things that hop along the ground...
Frogs?
Yeah, now what do you call the big ones? The great big ones that make a croaking sound?
Toad frogs.
All right, now they're on the land, aren't they?
Yeah.
And but the ones down to the water, you call them?
Oh,
them
there is, well. Bullfrogs.
All right, and they, the kind, these little, these very small ones you see up
tree frogs.
Yeah, and after a rain, you might see them all over the road or all over the grass. These very small ones.
I don't know now whether I ever knew the right name for them or not. Uh-huh.
Did you ever call them anything?
Yeah, call them frogs.
Just rain
frogs.
You call them rain frogs? Okay, well, that's what I wondered about, sure. And the kinds of the kinds of things you dig up for bait?
Fish worms.
All right. Did you ever call them anything else?
No, that's the name that the old people always...
They never call them red worms?
No, well, yeah, they spoke of as red worms, but if you spoke of them as to go fishing, you always call them fish worms.
Fish worms. And the things with hard shells and that move along kind of slowly on the ground? Some live in water.
Snails?
No, these are bigger. They're about like this. And
yeah. Them there's turtles, mud turtles.
All right. And the ones in the...
Dry land turtles.
All right. They have them around here?
Yeah.
And these things that have they move kind of like this, kind of like a scissors, and they see them in the small creeks.